KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Bright sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 65. Easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows dip down to about 36. High temperatures reach up to 66. Tomorrow, sunny skies and calm. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, voters in the state of Kansas have been ranked some of the most powerful voters going into the upcoming 2022 midterm elections nationwide. As WIBW reports, the latest survey came out from Wallet Hub showing the 2022's state with most and least powerful voters, where Kansas ranked 24 overall nationwide. It also showed that for the U.S. Senate and House elections, Kansas was ranked number 17 amongst most powerful voters. Kansas was also ranked number 11 for the upcoming governor's race between Democrat Laura Kelly and Republican Derek Schmidt. Nebraska was ranked number 12 overall, with Colorado at number 16. Oklahoma was sitting at number 25. In other news, with just weeks away from the election day, many voters may be getting burned out on hearing about the campaigns. But some experts say that it's only going to get worse, as now we're not only going to see radio and TV ads, but also personalized text messages to individuals.
If citizens use technology to communicate with each other, then campaigns are going to try to communicate with them using it.
Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
A 53-year-old Kansas middle school teacher in northeast Kansas has been charged with multiple counts of unlawful sexual relations. KIK News reports that Keel Heilman was due in court on Thursday this week to be arraigned on six counts, with the accusations going back to 2017 and 2018, all the way up to as recent as September of this year. According to police records, USD 232 and the Monticello Middle School filed charges on Wednesday alleging the criminal conduct, quote, pertaining to his role as an educator. The district had removed Heilman from the school campus earlier this month and placed him on leave pending the outcome of the investigation. He had been a social studies teacher and had been teaching with the district since 1994. In other news, Garden City police arrested a man at a McDonald's after a fight broke out. According to the report, three people had been chased by the man into a McDonald's. One of the men had been stabbed. KSN News reports that the suspect has been identified as a 33-year-old man from Scott City, where the man got out of his vehicle with a knife in his hand and began walking towards the restaurant. Police say the two men met him in the parking lot and a fight broke out. Mid-America Network News.
Raise your hand if you need more internet speed. It's time to get your hands on much faster internet. Don't settle for yesterday's internet speed when you have a home full of today's devices. Upgrade your Blue Valley Technologies internet speed now to the speed you need and get a $50 bill credit. If you're new to Blue Valley, you get 2 months free and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net/raiseyourhand today.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture's Feeding Minds Press released its latest book, Connecting Children to What Life is Like on the Farm. Foundation Education Outreach Director Julia Retko says the book features a heartwarming yet true-to-life tale.
The new book is called Barn at Night, and it is by author Michelle Hout. And Barn at Night features a father and daughter as they work in the pre-dawn hours in their barn to feed and care for their animals, and is illustrated with wonderful watercolors from the very talented illustrator Jen Benton.
They say that the book helps build awareness of agriculture through education. As they say, over the years, children have been less exposed to agricultural industries and environments as growing up more in the cities. The book is available wherever books are sold, and you can learn more online at feedingupmindspress.com. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Attention Wichita and surrounding area residents. This is a notification of payment relief. Payment relief may be available for those who qualify until January 2023.
Rusty Eckford has over 350 vehicles available. Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and pre-owned, and our inventory is moving fast. Our low, low pricing keeps them moving quick. Plus, our high trade-in values and financing as low as 0.99% APR will help you get the low payment you deserve. Plus, for a limited time, you may qualify for payment relief up to January of 2023. That's right. Make no payments up to January 2023 with the purchase of your new or pre-owned vehicle for a limited time only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford at RustyEckFord.com.
Prices plus tax and fees, 0.99% APR available on select certified pre-owned Fords for a limited term payment deferral of up to $500 per month. Interest accrues from date of purchase. All offers with approved credit and expire at month's end.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Medicare Part D prescription drug plan open enrollment continues through December 7th. Extension service in Marshall and Washington counties are accepting appointments and encourage annual reviews. There are a number of changes in price, copay, and coverage plans this year. Those on insulin are especially encouraged to review plans. In Marshall County, contact the Extension Office or RSVP. In Washington County, Schick volunteers will assist this year, and appointments may be made through the River Valley Extension District, Washington office. They will set a date and provide a worksheet to outline your needs and advise of any other related materials that you may want to have on hand. Again, open enrollment for Medicare Part D continues through December 7th. Appointments for assistance are now being accepted through your local Extension offices or RSVP. Frankfort will continue their Fall Fest activities Saturday with their 12th annual Haunted Hayrack Rides. A 5K run and walk hosted by the Wildcat Boosters will kick off the day with 10 a.m. registration, the race 10:30. 5th annual Dakota Fair and Cornhole Tournament registration at 11 begins at noon. Costume parade and contest hosted by the Frankfort Janes at 1:45. A trunk or treat with BVTV at 2 p.m. They'll feature inflatables, touch a truck, a silent auction, plus vendors, concessions, and more. Live music by Jake Clefcorn from 6 until 10 p.m. Plus, the annual Haunted Hayrack rides continue with chicken rides 5:30 till 7 for $7 each. Scary rides 7 till 10 are $10 each. Additional information on Facebook at Haunted Hayrack and Fall Fest. Washington Chamber of Commerce sponsoring a trunk or treat event on Sunday, 5 until 6:30, around the Courthouse Square in Washington. Larry Dutch with Operation Christmas Child will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. He'll outline the program and how organizations, churches, and individuals can get involved in Operation Christmas Child on our public affairs program airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Construction continues on U.S. Highway 36 in Washington. The city advising contractors will close Grove Street intersection Monday. They will open the C Street intersection, and the D Street intersection remains open. No exact time should be Monday before noon. They will close the Grove Street intersection opening C Street, and the D Street intersection will remain open as highway construction work continues in Washington. Todd A. Carnes, age 60, of Silver Lake, formerly of Greenleaf, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Greenleaf City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 3 until 8. Family will receive friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Todd Carnes. David M. Maher, age 86, of Blue Rapids, passed away October 19th. A memorial service is planned Saturday, October 29th, 11 a.m. at the Glenn Griffey Farm, 1656 Road in Marysville. Private interment at the Prospect Hill Cemetery with the Anders Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for David Maher. Anna R. Lang, age 94, of Pawnee City, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Dubois. Interment in the Czech National Cemetery, rural Humboldt. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Anna Lang. Silvestre Mejia Pinedo, age 38, of Greenleaf, passed away October 13th. A vigil and visitation is planned Saturday, October 29th, from noon until 5 at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Silvestre Mejia Pinedo.
For the life that's well remembered, and only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures will start to stay a bit more average throughout the next few days and stay even warmer throughout early next week. Typically for this time of year, we can expect to see highs in the lower to mid-60s. For today, sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid-60s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. These dry and sunny conditions will continue throughout the weekend as high pressure continues to dominate the region. On Saturday, we can expect more sunshine and slightly warmer temperatures with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. And partly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Still staying sunny as we head into Sunday with our highs in the mid-60s. And mostly clear skies over Sunday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Temperatures will warm up slightly as we head into Halloween Monday. Sunshine with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. And staying a bit more mild throughout Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-40s. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late October 64, record high on this date 84, the average low 39 and the record low 16. Sunset this evening 7:50, sunrise in the morning at 6:31.
Rose growers have some chores to do before winter sets in. Some tips for winterizing your beds today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, October 28th, the 301st day of the year. Actresses Julia Roberts, Jamie Gertz, and Lauren Holly all share a birthday. If you have rose bushes, it's time to prepare the beds for winter. Prune back the bushes and protect the beds with a thick layer of mulch. If you have climbing roses, lay down the canes for the winter once all the leaves have been shed. And while you're tending to plants, here's a fun fact to ponder. The world's largest rose bush is in Tombstone, Arizona. The site of the gunfight at OK Corral has more than tumbleweeds blowing through the streets. According to the Guinness Book of Records, the 137-year-old plant has a trunk measuring 12 feet in circumference and foliage covering 8,000 square feet. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening tips at almanac.com.
Break out your best costume ideas for Googs Barn Grill Halloween Costume Party. This Saturday, the fun kicks off at 7 for a ghoulish good time. prizes for best couple and best individual costumes, drink specials all night, and live music by DJ Bonzer. If getting into costume isn't your style, a full menu will be available, but the grill will be closing early so everyone can join the fun. Make Googs in Hanover the place to be this Saturday for their Halloween costume party.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It is a big weekend for the Kansas State Wildcats as they're geared up again to square off against number 9 Oklahoma State on Saturday with kickoff at 2:30. Kansas State did fall slightly in the AP at top 25 as they're sitting number 22 nationwide after their loss last week against number 7 TCU 38-28. Overall, however, Kansas State is still holding strong, sitting number 3 in the Big 12 at 3-1 in conference play and 5-2 in overall play for the season. Oklahoma State is coming off a big win against the Texas Longhorns 41-34 last week. They're right now number 2 in the Big 12. Outside of Kansas State, it is a bit of a slow weekend in college football here in the state as Kansas University has a bye week this week. They're set to square off again against number 9 Oklahoma State Cowboys on Saturday, November 5th. Kansas has slowly been dwindling throughout the season as they are sitting in the middle of the pack at the Big 12, sitting 2-3 in conference play and 5-3 for the overall season. Last week they fell to Baylor 35-23.
I really like this F-150. It is everything I want and it drives.
KNDY.
All right, Dusty Donis back with you here on KNDY Valley Heights and Garden Plain. Unfortunately for both of the teams here in this one, as Valley Heights and Garden Plain are both 0-2, they're out of the running for the semifinals tomorrow. Smith Center and Inman both 2-0 here in Pool Quest. This will be the final match of the state tournament for the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs. Again, they're 0-2 so far. They lost their first match to a very good Smith Center team, 25-12, 25-17, and they lost to Inman in their second match of the day, 25-17 and 25-18. So Valley Heights, again, their final match of the state tournament coming your way. We'll preview it next here on KNDY in Marysville. Dusty Donis courtside with you from United Wireless Arena in Dodge City.
Sharp Manufacturing in Blue Rapids. Building quality, locally produced custom trailers, wishing all Mustang athletes the best of luck this year. From start to finish, the best is what you'll get from Sharp Manufacturing. Check out their full line of high-quality enclosed cargo trailers and custom car haulers at sharpmanufacturing.com. The best and last trailer you'll need, Sharp Manufacturing in Blue Rapids. The Blue Rapids Mercantile not only reflects the interest of the owner, but those in the community as well. The sunflower-speckled building along the highway in Blue Rapids is sure to soothe that antiquing itch. Offering a wide range of collectible treasures, including homemade toffee and peanut brittle, candies, and sweetbreads. Along with a wonderful assortment of jams and jellies, your sweet tooth will thank you. With everything reasonably priced, you won't be able to stay away from the Blue Rapids Mercantile.
When it comes to serving the financial needs of this area, we have the home court advantage. This is our home. We know the area. We know the local economy. Bank with us. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
Mom, I'm hungry. Can we stop at the Route 77 corner store?
Sure. I need gas anyway, and I can save money on that using my DinoPay app.
Awesome. Okay, I want Hunt Brothers Pizza, one of their ice cream treats, maybe a shake or a cone from here in Blue Rapids. Then we need to go to Waterville because I want some of their fried chicken and fish that's hand-breaded daily. Oh, and don't forget the chicken strips.
Whoa, you can eat all that?
You underestimate my appetite as a teenage boy.
I guess we'll be stopping at the Route 77 corner stores in Blue Rapids and Waterville.
Oh, I need a candy bar too.
This is Thad Argenbright with Performance Ag in Waterville. Coming to you from a combine cab, harvesting some 46 A09 Enlist E3 A-Series soybeans from Pioneer. What I want you to know is not only do we have our new industry-leading exclusive A-Series E3 soybeans, we also still have the soybeans you've come to know and love, our full extend lineup. Don't let the competition fool you into thinking Pioneer no longer has what you know and love. We do. We also have our awesome lineup of Pioneer corn. Put the two together and you have an absolute winning combination. Call me at 785-313-3064 and find out why, with Pioneer from Performance Ag, you always get more than a bag of seed. You can also follow us on Facebook at Performance Ag LLC. I hope you all have a safe and prosperous harvest and a great day.
Hi, Dusty Dennis back with you here on KNDY from Dodge City. Valley Heights coming into this match with a record of 25-15. Garden Plain is 30-11. Again, both teams 0-2 so far in pool play. This is the final match of the state tournament for each one of these teams here at the 2A state tournament in Dodge City. Congratulations to both of them. Congratulations to the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs on making it to state. And we'll see if they can kind of salvage this last match, pick up the win at state before heading back to Blue Rapids and Waterville areas here after today's state tournament. Again, Valley Heights, coached by Susan Steinford in her seventh year, the record of now 164-81. Gina Clark in her 15th year at Garden Plain, 496-130 is her overall record, 693-282 in 26 seasons overall coaching in the state of Kansas. She spent 11 years at Chaparral before the Buddy Owls got her services there in Garden Plain. Garden Plain is making their 22nd state tournament appearance in school history. It's the 18th for Valley Heights. Garden Plain last made it to state last year. They finished third place. Valley Heights' last trip to state was in 2019, where they finished in fourth place. Lady Mustangs and Lady Owls again set to take the court here in the final match of pool play for Valley Heights and Garden Plain. We're going to take another time out here. When we come back, we'll get you set with our starters and first serve here on KNDY from Dodge City. Dusty Dennis with you from the 2A state tournament.
If you're looking for a car, truck, van, or SUV, look no further than Mustang Motors in Blue Rapids. They have a great inventory. You're sure to find what you're looking for. And if you don't see it, Colby will help you find it. And they don't sell anything they don't warranty. But if you do need repairs further down the road, they have a full-service department and a mechanic available. Plus, Mustang Motors has a full-service professional detailing service. So stop by and see or check them out at MustangMotorsKS.com. That's Mustang Motors in Blue Rapids.
Titan Trailer Manufacturing of Waterville offers a full line of horse and livestock trailers, flatbed trailers, utility trailers, dump trailers, stock trailers, cargo trailers, and custom trailers. Are you sensing a theme here? Trailers. If you need it, they have it. Not only do they have it, Titan Trailers are a higher standard of quality manufactured in Waterville. You're pulling the best with a Titan Trailer. Log on to TitanTrailer.com and find a dealer near you and see for yourself.
Tammy Parker with Tammy Parker Realty has all the bases covered. She's your realtor, broker, and agent. Give Tammy a call today in Waterville at 363-2010 or 562-6688. She has property for sale in Marshall, Washington, and Riley counties. Or visit her website, tparkerrealty.com. Tammy Parker Realty in Waterville, 363-2010 or 562-6688.
Go green today with Critchfield Spray Foam Insulation. Spray Foam Insulation achieves a perfect fit every time, insulating and sealing the building's exterior in one application. Ideal for commercial, agricultural, and residential buildings. Add structural stability, prevent moisture infiltration, minimize insect and rodent penetration, and gain superior energy savings. Go green and foam it. Critchfield Spray Foam Insulation in Waterville. Find them on the web and Facebook today.
At the beginning of every crop year, you get only one chance to get it right. Start your season off with a seed you can trust, Plant DeKalb AstroGrow. They have a full range of products that have proven themselves year after year. Parker Seed can provide the right seed for your environmental conditions. There's no room for error. Call Parker Seed to start your season off right. When you call Todd Parker, he'll put his knowledge and experience to work to help you make the right choices. Call today, 562-6687. That's 562-6687.
Hey, Dusty Dennis back with you here on KNDY, United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, as the Lady Mustangs from Valley Heights getting set to play their final match of the state tournament against Garden Plain. We can tell you that the Hanover Lady Wildcats at the 1A Division II state tournament in Emporia won their first match 25-14, 25-17. Second match is underway. Class 1A Division II state tournament. So Hanover underway on KNDY today as well. And again, it is the Lady Wildcats starting 1-0 in pool play at 1A Division II in Emporia. Hanover with their first match of the day. They ended up winning over South Central. They're playing Wheatland now in match number two. They'll play Attica later today as well. Again, it is Valley Heights and Garden Plain set to take the court here for this match. Valley Heights, your rotation for Valley Heights, depending on where how they start, is Maggie Turber, Ava Smith, Mia Vermetten, Delena Merck, Audra Steinfurt, Ann Turber, Brooke Porter, Taya Smith, Olivia Scala comes in as a libero for Valley Heights. For Garden Plain, Hayden Thompson, Sydney Pitts, Riley Stolfox, Madeline Rolfs, Kayla Wassinger, Molly Zolman, Elena Hoheisel, and Celia Pitts will be the names you'll hear for the Lady Owls. Garden Plain will be in their yellow tops with the gray and white sleeves. Valley Heights in those black tops with the purple and white trim. Valley Heights again coming in at 25-15. Garden Plain is 30-11 after opening 0-2 each team here in pool play. Smith Center and Inman are moving on to the semifinals here from pool two. Valley Heights and Garden Plain trying to salvage at least one win here at the state tournament. Glad to have you with us here on KNDY as we are ready to start action here with first serve from Dodge City. On that rotation to start early here for Valley Heights, Taya Smith is in there as well as Ann Turber. We have Delena Merck in that starting rotation for the Lady Mustangs. Ava Smith, Mia Vermetten, and Maggie Turber. Valley Heights will serve. Maggie Turber, Ann Turber, and Taya Smith in the back row. Ava Smith, Delena Merck, Mia Vermetten in the front row. We'll set up Garden Plain as we roll on, and you'll hear their names as we are underway in the final match of the day for Valley Heights. The serve goes over. Good pass over to the far side to Celia Pitts. The set across on the second hit for Turber. Kept alive by Garden Plain, but a whiff called on after a double hit on Garden Plain. And Valley Heights takes the early 1-0 lead. So Valley Heights with the 1-0 advantage. Serve goes into the back row, get back set, Stolzatz, near side, on the swing there was Elena Hoheisel, Valley Heights keeping it going, set across by Maggie Turber, back row, set middle, Vermetten hits it far side in the corner, Zogelman, far set, blocked up at the front line, a double block there for Valley Heights as Vermetten and Merck get up there to block it down on Garden Plain side, and a point for the Lady Mustangs. They lead 2-0 early in this one. Serving again, this is Maggie Turber. Back row, good pass. Set middle, far side now goes to Celia Pitts. Valley Heights keeping it alive. Ava Smith near side. Cross court shot in the back row. Back set near side. Blocked again at the front line by Smith and Vermetten, but hit across by Garden Plain. Over the top of the net and tapped back down on Valley Heights' side on that pass that went over the net instead of staying on Valley Heights' side. Celia Pitts gets the block and puts it down for a point for Garden Plain. 2-1, the score. Serving for Garden Plain is Madeline Rolf. Back row, tipped and rolling out of bounds. Off of Valley Heights and Maggie Turber. Point goes to Garden Plain. We're not at 2 in this first set. Again, it is Madeline Rolf serving for Lady Owl. Float jump serve there for Rolf. Near side, Ava Smith goes up, tips it across with a fist that flies into the back row. Set middle, Celia Pitts tipped around. Good pass by Turber. Back set, Turber over to Merck. It's tipped, kept alive back row by Garden Plain. Free play for Valley Heights. Lena Merck sets near side, Ava Smith. Blocked right there for Taya Smith. Back set, far side, now to Merck. Down that line and the kill for Delena Merck. Valley Heights up 3-2. With that point, Olivia Scala in on the rotation for the Lady Mustangs. Scala bounces it a couple times before she floats the serve into the back row. Zogelman with a pass to the front, and it actually ended up over the net and blocked down by Vermetten. Excuse me, that was Taya Smith with the block up the front line. And a point goes to Valley Heights. 4-2, Lady Mustangs. Serve gets across, set middle, Pitts, nice dig in the back row. That was Turber there, Maggie in the back row, Ann actually to keep it alive that time. Set far side, hit across by Thompson,
Sent near side now to Ava Smith. Blocked, but spinning down on the Garden Plain side. A point for Valley Heights. Lady Mustangs lead 5-2 in this first set. Scala serving again for Valley Heights. Floats it in. Pass. Back set. And down the line, near side, a kill for Celia Pitts. Garden Plain gets back on the serve. 5-2 the score. 5-3, excuse me, the score. Now, actually, that one went out of bounds, they said. My apologies. It's 6-2 Valley Heights. I wasn't looking at the right spot. This time it floats out of bounds off of Pitts, and it was easy to see. 7-2, Garden Plain with a good start. Timeout called by Gina Clark and Garden Plain. Valley Heights with a good start, I should say, against Garden Plain. 7-2, Lady Mustangs with the advantage. Back after the timeout on Candy Line.
Turn to Cottage Hill Ag Supply in Waterville when you need to take your crops to the next level. Start with top quality channel seed, complete with treatments and delivery. Precision planting equipment gives you optimum seed spacing, singulation, and depth control. Kilbro seed tenders are dependable for delivering seed to the field and planter. And Darren carries sprayer parts, fertilizer parts, and Conklin Ag products so you have the best growing season ever. Grow your best with Cottage Hill Ag Supply.
What do you do when the unexpected happens? You may wonder what's next. Who do I call? What should I do? Christy Anders Funeral Home is here to support you through this phase of life by providing support and personal services while helping you create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved ones. Christy Anders Funeral Home is family owned and operated and proud to offer affordable personalized packages to fit any budget. Visit Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville or at www.apfunerals.com.
Valley Heights back in play, leading 7-2, and right off the timeout, a hit over far side. Hayden Thompson finds the middle of the Valley Heights defense in the back row for the point for the Lady Owls. The Garden Plain stops what was a 5-0 run for Valley Heights after that timeout. It's 7-3 in favor of the Lady Mustangs. Jump serve across by Thompson. Ava Smith gets it over to the near side, gets it right back, floats it into the back row. Good job in the back row to dig it out by Sydney Pitts to get in the right spot. Set across, but blocked the front by Taya Smith, and a point for Valley Heights. 8-3, Lady Mustangs in set number one. Jefferson County North and Hillsborough playing over on the far court. Hillsborough up one set to none. Getting down for the dig there. Garden Plain keeping it alive. Back row, Scala. Excuse me, that was Merck. Set across to Smith. Dug out by Garden Plain. And Pitts finds a hole in the back row there for Valley Heights. Not quite able to get to it quick enough. Maggie Turber. And the point goes to Garden Plain. 8-4. Lady Mustangs with the lead. Garden Plain serving. Celia Pitts. A little bit of an issue in that Smith Center match where she was a little woozy. I don't know if she was short of breath or what had actually happened there, but good to see Celia back out there for Garden Plain. Line drive served back low. Vermetten keeps it alive. Smith into the middle and hit across a free play for Garden Plain. Sent by Stolsatz into the middle and a kill for Garden Plain. Kaylor Wassinger puts it down for the Lady Owls. 8-5, Valley Heights. First set of the final match of the day for both of these teams. Serving for Garden Plain, Celia Pitts. Another low line drive. Vermetten to Turber in the back row. Set across by Smith. Not a good receive there by Garden Plain, but finding a hole over on that far side. Zogelman, and a point for Garden Plain. They're within two now at 8-6 after they've taken a timeout at 7-2. So a 4-1 run right now for Garden Plain. Jump served by Pitts. Back row too strong. Service error there for Garden Plain. Their first of the match. 9-6. Valley Heights with the lead. Serving for the Lady Mustangs, Ava Smith. She floats that one back row. Decent pass from Thompson. Set Stolsatz. Far side Zogelman. Digging the back row by Smith. Steinfurt kept it alive. It's hit across by Taya Smith. Excuse me. Into the back row. Ava Smith. Turber sets middle for Porter. Floats into the back row. Kept alive by Garden Plain again. And tapped across by Wassinger for the kill. Valley Heights. Kayla Wassinger cuts this down to a two-point lead for the Lady Mustangs. In this first set. Serving is their center, Riley Stolsock. Line drive serve. Good pass by Tim Smith. Near side tapped across by Maggie Turber, tipped up the front line by Turber. Garden Plain can't get back underneath it. Wassinger tipped it, but nobody else was home, and it falls in for a point for Valley Heights. 10-7, Lady Mustangs. Serving on a line drive, far sideline. Thompson with a pass, middle to Stolstots. Back set, near side, Zogelman. Porter keeps it alive. Back row, Smith. Taya over to the near side. Maggie Turber curls one over. Set middle, Stolstots. The shoot play there for Wassinger, and she's got the kill. 10-8, Valley Heights still leading it by two. Now serving for Darden Plain is Zogelman. Molly with 43 aces on the season coming into the state tournament. Back row, Ava Smith with a good pass, but out of rotation, Darden Plain. A point goes to the Lady Mustangs. Substitutions coming in here for Valley Heights as they lead 11-8 in the first set. Ann Turber coming in to serve. Steinsfurt and Porter take a seat. Also back in on that front row is Delena Mert for the Lady Mustangs. Turber back row, serve. Good pass. Set on the second hit, caught him off guard. Stolstots gets the point for Garden Plain. It's 11-9, Valley Heights. Serving for the Lady Owls, floating back row, Smith into the middle, Turber near side. Good swing from Vermetten. It's blocked. Vermetten keeps it alive on the Valley Heights side, though, but then some miscommunication between Merck and Vermetten and Turber in the middle of the floor there. That was Ann Turber, and it falls on Valley Heights' side. The point goes to the Lady Owls. Down to a one-point lead for Valley Heights in this set, 11-10. Floating back row serve. Ava Smith, the pass middle to Turber. Tapped across. And toward the net, nobody can get back home for Garden Plain. The point goes to Valley Heights. 12-10, Lady Mustangs. Valley Heights serving. Floating serve over for Maggie Turber into the back row. The set middle for Thompson. Dug out there by Taya Smith. And then the kill on the one hit over for Garden Plain. Celia Pitts puts it in there for the Lady Owls. Valley Heights back up by one again now. 12-11, Garden Plain on serve. Madeline Rawls, the defensive specialist, back row player, 5'5 senior for Garden Plain, serving. Line drive, back row serve. Decent pass from Turber, but not in the set position for Ann Turber, far side. It's hit across, a free play for Garden Plain. Far side of Thompson, blocks the front line. Ava Smith there to keep it alive. Ann Turber sets near side. Swinging is Smith. Back row, Garden Plain keeps it going. Far side, Thompson again. A set across on the second hit, but they called it a double hit for Thompson, and a point goes to Valley Heights. They lead 13-11. Scala back in. Lady Mustangs on serve. Floats it over to the far side and into the net. The error for Scala. 13-12 is the score. First service error of the match for Valley Heights. Scala checks right back out. And serving for Garden Plain is Hayden Thompson. Strong. Service error number two for Garden Plain. So each team trading errors here. And Valley Heights is up 14-12 in the second, or the first set of this final match for the Lady Mustangs. Merck floats one across. Pitts with a good pass. Far side. Tipped by, on the hit by Zogelman on that far side at the front line by Ann Turber. It rolls out of bounds. And the point goes to the Lady Owls. Back and forth we go. 14-13 the score. Valley Heights leading it by one. They've held a close lead most of this first set. They did get on a 5-0 run to lead 7-2, but Garden Plain working their way back into it. Steinford sets near side now for Taya Smith with the high jump and kill near sideline. 15-13, Valley Heights leading it by two again. Serving for Valley Heights is Ava Smith. Ava gets it across. Bump by Zogelman goes over on the second hit. Valley Heights is ready. Steinfurt near side for Turber. Blocks the front line and nobody home defensively. Maggie had a good swing, but a great block by Garden Plain to give the Lady Owls the point. 15-14 is the score. Serving for Garden Plain is Riley Stolstots. Meet the back row. Good pass. Steinfurt near side. Turber tipped up at the front line and in the back row. Sydney Pitts can't do anything with it. Point goes to Valley Heights. They're up by two again, 16-14.
you can keep this lead of one and then go to two, you're in good shape. But they would definitely like some separation here, Valley Heights would. Back row set, their bump goes into the net. Second hit, not the greatest, and Zogelman gives Valley Heights a free ball. Porter taps it across. Down on the baseline, kept alive by by Garden Plain. Stolzak set middle, tapped across by Steinfurt, and it falls in for the point for the Lady Mustangs. So there's your three-point lead. You'd like to create a little separation here if you're Valley Heights, leading 17-14 in the first set. Serving is Taya Smith. Line drive, low serve. Dug out by Pitt, Sydney, middle, and hit into the net by Wassinger. The error on the swing from Wassinger, and Valley Heights is up 4-18-14. Timeout Garden Plain. We'll take it as well on KNDY.
Danes Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Danes does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Danes Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Danes Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville. My Sister's Closet Boutique in Waterville has all you need for your wardrobe this season. They specialize in the latest fashion trends. Don't get caught in last year's style. Stop in and refresh your wardrobe with all your favorite team colors. Stock your closet with cute, comfortable, trendy, and affordable options. Hurry to MSC today or start your shopping online at MySistersClosetKansas.com. Big city style with small town service. Come and spend a day at MSC in Waterville.
Taya Smith serving for Valley Heights. Garden Plain had gotten it back, and then a swing goes into the net from Maggie Turber. Garden Plain leading 18, or excuse me, Valley Heights leading Garden Plain 18-15 in this first set. Garden Plain back on serve now. This is Molly Zogelman standing right of center. Zogelman floats it back row. Ava Smith, good pass to Steinfurt. Sets near side now for Turber, and Maggie's hit goes out of bounds off the stick by Garden Plain on the block attempt, and a point goes to Valley Heights. 19-15, Lady Mustangs with the advantage. Serving for Valley Heights is Ann Turber. Excuse me, goes back row. Good dig by Garden Plain to keep it going. Far side, Thompson tipped up at the front line. Taya Smith, they go middle. Ava will just bump it across. A free play for Garden Plain. Still side, near side. Hit over by Garden Plain and Hoheisel. Turber and sets near side to Maggie. Block, but Smith is there to keep it alive, and Garden Plain can't do anything with it. What a heads-up play by Ava Smith getting down on the ground to bump it back across on this near side. And a point for Valley Heights. They're five away from taking this first set. It's 20-15. Serving for the Lady Mustangs. Again, Ann Turber puts into the back row. Stolzak sets middle for Wassinger. Blocked by Valley Heights. It goes over on one hit by Garden Plain. Near side, Turber. And it's kept alive here by Garden Plain again. Back row, Smith with the set. Turber far side. Merck gets it across. Garden Plain keeping it going as Wassinger hits it into the middle here. And Smith can't get it back up. It spins off of her hands and out of bounds on that baseline. Out of bounds for a point for Garden Plain, 20-16, Valley Heights. Valley Heights has been able to pull away a little bit here in this set to make it a little more comfortable, but you still want to finish well. Turber had it tipped up at the front line. Garden Plain keeps it alive, but it's over on one hit. And Turber sets middle for Vermetten, tipped in a point for Valley Heights as it rolls out of bounds. 21-16, Lady Mustangs. Serving now is Maggie Turber, right in the center of the back row, over in that far corner, kept alive, back set Stolzak, near side, Zogelman, too strong, Point Valley Heights, 22-16, Lady Mustangs with the lead. Turber with another floating back row serve, not a real good pass, Stolzak does get it high and up in the air, though it's curled over. Good dig out here by Taya Smith in the back row. Ava goes up, tipped up the front line. Vermetten keeps it alive. And into the middle, tapped across by Vermetten. Garden Plain still going. Hits it across on the second hit. Taya Smith taps it across. It stays on Garden Plain's side. Back row, good pass by Turber.
Maggie to Ann, back set, far side, and off the fist of Stolzatz in the back row as the junior Delena Merck will get credit for that one for Valley Heights. They lead 23-16 in this first set. 2 points away from taking set number one. Floating jump serve that time goes toward the net, tapped over. Ava Smith keeps it alive, and it's a lift called on, or actually over the net, called on at Garden Plain that time. 24-16, set point for the Lady Mustangs. Maggie Turber serving for the set. Another floating jump serve, back row. They get loaded, dig it out. Goes over far side, Zogelman from the back row, and it's off the fist of Ann Turber. And flying out of bounds on that back row. Point goes to Garden Plain, 24-17 the score. Still set point for the Lady Mustang. Serving for Garden Plain is Madeline Ross. Interested to see how Garden Plain would come back in this second set should Valley Heights finish this one off. Maggie Turber into the middle. It's hit across by Merck. Set still starts, not a great one over the far side, but adjusting to get the kill over on the far side on that left-hand side of the court was Celia Pitts. The point goes to Garden Plain. 24-18 now the score. Rolfs with the line drive serve back row. Turber with a good pass. Set near side now. Swinging is Smith. It's off the fist of Garden Plain and flying into the seats. It's a point for Valley Heights, and they win the set 25-18 here in set number one. Lady Mustangs have one more set coming up to try to get their first of the day. We'll be back after the break on KNDY for that.
If any of your family members meow, bark, squeak, chew, dig, squawk, claw, play dead, or fetch, you need Dr. Porter and the Blue River Veterinary Clinic in Waterville. Dr. Porter is dedicated to the wellness and health care of your small animal pets, offering vaccinations and wellness checks, boarding, dentistry, emergency care, grooming, surgery, and radiology with her full-service clinic. A healthy pet is a happy pet, and a happy pet means a happy home. Call today for your appointment, 363-2222.
Circle P Processing of Waterville has processing openings available now. Their mission is to not only provide the professional meat processing their customers expect, but ensure timely and transparent service and prices. Be assured that when you bring your meat to Circle P, you are getting exactly what you brought in. Always remaining local and loyal to their customers, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Be sure to visit their website, CirclePProcessing.com, for pricing and ordering information. Just like the area student athletes, Sapp Brothers Petroleum works hard all year round to be there for you when it matters most. Their goal is simple, to be your number one source for propane, lubricants, and extreme diesel fuel. And they'll reach that goal by treating you like family. Don't wait for winter to set in. Get that propane tank filled today by calling the winning team at Sapp Brothers Petroleum. Still proudly serving all of Nebraska and the Hanover community, Sapp Brothers is proud to announce their newest location in Blue Rapids. That's Sapp Brothers Petroleum, servicing your residential and farming to commercial and industrial needs.
Raise your hand if you need more internet speed. Yay! It's time to get your hands on much faster internet. Don't settle for yesterday's internet speed when you have a home full of today's devices. Upgrade your Blue Valley Technologies internet speed now to the speed you need and get a $50 bill credit. If you're new to Blue Valley, you get 2 months free and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net/raiseyourhand today.
All right, we are underway here in this second set. When they go, as Garden Plain actually got the first point of the second set. Sydney Pitts serving for the Lady Owls. Good dig in the back row by Maggie Turber. Sent near side Smith. Back row just a bit too strong on the swing by Maggie. And Garden Plain out to an early 2-0 lead. Again, Valley Heights took the first set, 25-18 over Garden Plain. Both of these teams playing their final match at the state tournament. Some rotating substitutions up on that front line. Madeline Rolfs and Elena Hoheisel. Hohazel's back in for Garden Plain. Floating back row serve. Vermette with a good pass into the middle for Ann Turber. Nice swing. Oh, just a little bit too strong, though, for Delena Merck. And a point goes to Garden Plain. Lady Owls out to the early 3-0 lead here in this second set. Serving for Garden Plain again is Pitts. Left it low. Good dig by Valley Heights to keep it alive.
going Vermetten across the other way for Valley Heights. That far side, Thompson. Back row dig by Taya Smith. Set Turver, near side for Ava Smith. Good dig in the back row by Garden Plain as they stay on it. Thompson hits it over. Merck, near side, Ava, tip, Garden Plain keeping it going. Hit across a free play for Valley Heights. And Turbo with a good pass. Merck sent near side. Smith tipped alive and kept alive by Garden Plain. Second hit, back set over. And a point for Garden Plain, catching Valley Heights out of rotation there defensively. 4-0, Garden Plain with the lead in this second set. I said it'd be interesting to see how Garden Plain comes back after losing this first set on the brink of not winning anything here at the state tournament, but they've started well. Ava Smith dug out by Garden Plain. They're fighting to the finish. Pitch hits it across. Merck, Turber, far side Merck with the swing. Block kept alive by Valley Heights, though. Set near side, Ava Smith again. Curls on back row, and there for it again is Sydney Pitch. Far side Thompson, Ava Smith. Set it back into the middle for Maggie Turber. Garden Plain keeping it going. Second hit across again and catching Valley Heights sweeping to the back row again. A point goes to Garden Plain and they're up 5-0 in this second set. Susan Steinfurt letting them play through right now. Serving for Garden Plain, still Sydney Pitts. Back row, the pass by Turber. Back set near side. Swing dug out in the back row by Maggie Turber, curled over by Vermetten. Staying alive is Garden Plain. Sent now, Ann Turber over to the far side. Near side, Smith blocked again by Garden Plain. Merck hits it back into that far corner. Pitts is there for it. The set middle, dug out in the back row by Taya Smith. Now Ava Smith curls one over. Garden Plain just not giving up, keeping it alive. Thompson across. Maggie Turber with a good pass to Ann in the middle. Blocked into the net. And finally, the point over as Vermetten gets the swing to give Valley Heights the point. 5-1 Garden Plain in the second set. Valley Heights trying to get back going. Into the back row. The ball tipped and top hit down by Taya Smith. Right at the, no, they called her over the net. Point Garden Plain. They said that Taya was too far over, and the point goes to Letty Al. 6-1, Garden Plain in the second set. Valley Heights trying to turn this back around and get it going in the right direction again. Garden Plain serving is Madeline Raw. Line drive right into the net. Point goes to the Letty Mustangs. 6-2, Garden Plain in set two. Glenna Merck serving. Floating serve short. Garden Plain keeps it alive. Far side Thompson with the swing blocked up at the front line. May have been a fourth hit if Garden Plain would have touched it, but I think it was over anyway. And a block for Taya Smith for Valley Heights to cut that lead down to 6-3. On the serve into the middle. Pitch, good pass, and a hit across on the second hit by Stolzok. Near side of the swing, Ava Smith. It is out of bounds. No tip. Point goes to Garden Plain. 7-3, Letty Owls. Serving for Garden Plain into the match is Ava Meese for the first time. 5'7 sophomore. Garden Plain letting some other players get in here. Line drive serve, back row. Not a great pass there on the attempt by Maggie Turber as it ends up going underneath the net. The point goes to Garden Plain. 8-3, Letty Owls in this second set. Serving again is Meese. Floating serve, back row on that far sideline. It's out of bounds, though, so the service error for Garden Plain. Their first of the second set. Second of the match. 8-4, Garden Plain. Off the Valley Heights serve, Zogelman swings, back row. Ava Smith with the pass. Swinging at the top, there's Maggie Turber, blocked at the front line by Riley Stolzatz, and it's in a point for Garden Plain. 9-4, Letty Al. Serving for Garden Plain here this time is Celia Pitts. Back row, Ava Smith. Steinfurt with a set near side. Maggie Turber tipped at the front line. The Garden Plain goes toward the net. Porter keeps it alive. Steinfurt sets the middle and hit across by Maggie Turber.
Set into the middle for Wasinger. Good dig in the back row by Smith to keep it alive. Far side to Taya Smith with a kill down the far sideline. Point goes to Valley Heights. It's 9-5, Garden Plain. Valley Heights trying to fight back in. They were down 5-0 early in this second set, and they took the first set 25-18. Low line drive serve. Back row pass from Ross. It goes far side to Zogelman. Tipped by Valley Heights. Kept the line. Zogelman tips it across. Goes into the back row off of Turber. Taya Smith keeps it alive. A hit across by Vermetten. Back row Meese. Set middle. Far side now to Zogelman. In the back row, Smith. Taya back over. And a swing by Turber was tapped and blocked up at the front line by Wasinger. And the point goes to Garden Plain. So a 5-0 start for Garden Plain. They still have a 5-point lead, 10-5. Jump serve by Stolzach, back row. Decent pass. Steinfurt sets near side of Maggie Turber. Down this near sideline. Oh, they called it out. Valley Heights was looking for a tip. Nothing called. And the point goes to Garden Plain, 11-5. Lydia Owl, timeout Susan Steinfurt and Valley Heights. Garden Plain up by 6 here in the second set, looking to force the third back in the after the timeout here on KNDY.
Get the good stuff.
Superior quality at competitive prices. It's right around the corner at your Napa Auto Parts store, Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware. Napa has over 310,000 parts and accessories for auto, truck, farm, and small engine. Plus, all Napa brand parts are backed by a national warranty program. Need answers or advice? Just ask the friendly parts professionals at Napa at Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware. They're ready to help.
Get the good stuff.
Quality you can trust at prices you can afford at Napa Auto Parts, Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware.
Sharp Manufacturing in Blue Rapids. Building quality, locally produced custom trailers, wishing all Mustang athletes the best of luck this year. From start to finish, the best is what you'll get from Sharp Manufacturing. Check out their full line of high-quality enclosed cargo trailers and custom car haulers at sharpmanufacturing.com. The best and last trailer you'll need, Sharp Manufacturing in Blue Rapids.
A double hit by Garden Plain gives Valley Heights the point out of the timeout. It's 11-6, Garden.